One of our participants last week asked that this week's shiur should be on the Megillah. So she must have davened very hard because Rav Schlesinger answered her request, and this shiur has to do with Megillah Esther. But it actually starts from Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. We're all familiar with these four words, which you don't have to wait till Purim, but already at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, Chazal tell us that when Adar enters, we increase our joy. So Rav Schlesinger mentioned a sefer I never heard, one of the Shas and Shuas form, Afraska de Anya. So someone asked him a question: what's the source for the custom, the Jewish custom, that in all Jewish houses they place a sign which is written on it, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha? And then he continues, this person who's asking the question, if it is for the purpose that we should remember this Maimer Chazal, this halacha, so why don't we put up a sign at the Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mishanichnas Elul Marbim Betshuva? So on that last question, the safer answer is that a very simple answer. There is no such chazal. You can't make up your own Mishanichnas. There's no chazal, Mishanichnas Elul Marbim Betshuva. But here there's a chazal, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. And he says, the Sefer says that he looked through all the Svarim of the Menhagim, the customs, the Jewish customs that he has in his possession. None of them give the source for this Minig. And he says, there's a number of other Svarim which I don't possess, look in them. And we have those other Svarim, and it's not written there clearly either. So he does point out the Sefer that a minig of Yisrael is Torah. If there's a Jewish custom, the same Yirah Shemayim, the same fear of Hashem that you can get from a halacha, a din, you can also get from a custom. So you can't treat a custom lightly. Yeah, if there is such a custom, you have to take it seriously. And Rav Schlesinger is going to go into the deep understanding of this chazal, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. Now, he also says we have to explain most of these signs, or maybe all of them, have two fish on the sign. So everyone knows that the mazel of Adar is Dagim. The celestial mazel in heaven for the month of Adar are fish. But it seems that it's somehow connected to this Maimer Chazal, Mishanichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. What do the fish have to do with Mishanichnas Adar? And then a further thing that needs clarification. People don't realize that Mishanichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha is really part of a larger Chazal. The Chazal say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas, said in the name of Rav, Kishem Kishemishanichnas Av Mimaitin Besimcha, just like when Av comes around, then you go down in Simcha, Kach Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So too, when Adar comes in, we add. First of all, we should remember that these four words don't come alone. Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. They're part of an analogy. Just like Av, we go down, Adar, we go up. And of course, the question is, what's the analogy? It's two things that are diametrically opposed one to the other. Here, by Av, you're telling me that we have to go down. By Adar, you're telling me you have to go up. So, in what way are they related when one is going down and one is going up? So we're going to explain that also. There's another interesting Gemara about Adar that we find in Masechet Beit of Tezvav Amud Beis. Amar Rab Yochanan b'shem Rab Lazar b'Rab Shimon. Haroitze sheyiskaimu nechosav yita bahen Adar. If a person wants his property to be sustained, he should plant in them an Adar. What is Adar? So Shenemar, and the Gemara brings a pasuk for this. Shenemar, Adir Bamorim Hashem. Hashem in heaven is Adir, awesome. And Rashi explains the simple understanding of the Gemara that Ador is a kind of grass, and this grass is very long-lasting. It like takes a lot to get rid of this grass. It's always around. So if a person has a property next to somebody else's property, if he plants this grass at the end of his property, it's going to stay there, and he'll always be able to see exactly where his property ends and the other person's property begins. Otherwise, if he doesn't have this grass there, his friend can move the border without him knowing it. This way, if he plants this grass, he can always look at the grass and he knows exactly where his property ends. So that's the simple pshat, how his property gets niskayim, how it sustains through the grass. But of course, everyone sees that Chazal are also saying a deeper thing here that has to do with Ador, with the month of Ador. Even though the simple explanation is the grass, but especially when the Gemara brings a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Shenemar Adir Bamoroi Mashem. So we see that it's not just a physical thing here about grass, but there's some deeper spiritual lesson that we have to learn, that if a person wants his property to be sustained, he should plant in them the month of Ador. And now we have to see, how does Ador help you sustain your property? So Rav Schlesinger began to explain all this with the story in Megillas Esther. We find a very fascinating part of the story. After the first Suda, Haman, it says, he goes out from the first Suda, Sameach v'toiv lev. He's very happy. And then he meets Mordechai. And Mordechai, lo yichrev v'lo yishtachaveh. Mordechai does not bow down to him. And he goes crazy. He goes berserk. A second ago, he was the happiest man in the world. Sameach v'toiv lev. Now, he can't take it. V'chol zeh, he says to Zeresh, his wife, and to all his advisors, Einana shavali, all this is worth nothing. Why? As long as I see this Jew refuses to bow down to me. So his advisors tell him, you know what? Make a tree, 50 amas, a pole 50 amas high, and hang him there, get rid of this nemesis, get rid of Mordechai forever. Yasu eitz gavoya chamishim amah. So Haman is about to listen to his advisors, and just then, the messengers from the king come, and they say that Haman is summoned to the king, and he comes to the king, and the king says to him, "Vayomer lo hamelech, ma la'asos be'ish asher hamelech chafetz bikari? What should we do with a man who the king wants to honor him?" Vayomer Haman b'libo, so Haman thinks to himself, Lemi chafetz hamelech lasses yakar yoyser mimeni. Is there anybody on the planet of the earth that the king would want to give honor more than me? Of course, he means that I want to honor you. So normally the reaction should be, he should say to the king, let me think for a day on what your request is. I'll come back tomorrow. I'll give you my answer. And we see that you could do such a thing. The king didn't, Ahasuerus didn't demand immediate answers. The proof is from Esther. Because Esther, when the Ahasuerus says, Mashe losich ma'abakashasech, ad chatzi amalchus v'yinaslach, I'll give you half of the malchus, tell me what you want. So she said, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you. So we see the king let her say tomorrow. So Haman should have let me think about it, and I'll give you the exact answer tomorrow. And yet he didn't do that. What does the pasuk say? What happened? Vayomer Haman al hamelech. Immediately, when the king said, "What do we do to a person we want to honor?" Toich kedei dibur, within a split second, on his tongue is the answer. Vayomer Haman al hamelech. Ish asher hamelech chavetz bikare, a man who the king wants to honor. Yavoyu levush malchus, asher lovish b'hamelech. They should bring the clothing that the king gets dressed in. V'sus asher rachav alav melech, sus, the horse of the kingdom, of the king, v'asher nitan keser malchus b'roishai, and he gets the crown on his head, v'nosen alavush v'alosus al yad ish, misorei amelech apartamim, and one of the officers of the king should take the garments and the horse, vilbishu es ish, and they should dress the man, asher amelech chavetz bikori, who the king wants to honor, v'irkivu al asus b'chay v'ir, they should bring him on the horse in the middle of in the street of the city, v'karu lefonav, and they should cry out in front of him, kacha yasle asher amelech chavetz bikori. This is what should be done to the king, to the person that the king wants to honor. So, you know, I mean, you have to be brilliant to think of this on the spot. And maybe we're saying Haman wasn't such a brilliant guy. He was a Russia, but I mean, to think of, you know, in a split second to answer all this, how is it possible? And especially his mind is busy trying to kill Mordechai. He's been busy with his wife and his advisors. How do I get rid of Mordechai? And instead of giving Esther's answer, Machar, he's in a split second gives this unbelievable answer. So Rab Tzadik HaKoyin gives us an answer to this question. And the answer is that Haman HaRasha was busy all his life with Demyoinos. Demyoinos are, you could call it daydreaming or fantasies. In other words, what's Haman thinking about all his life? Haman's thinking about all his life. When am I going to get that honor that the king has? I deserve it. I'm the most important man on the planet that ever walked the face of the earth. So when am I going to be dressed up like a king and go on the king's horse and have somebody call out in front of me, Kocha Yosalish is that? So he didn't have to think for a second. He's sleeping with this day and night for 50 years, whatever, how old he was at that time. So immediately the king asked him, bang, he has the answer right on the tip of his tongue. Says Rab Tzadik HaKoyin, we know that Haman comes from Amalek. Says Rab Tzadik HaKoyin, v'shoyrish Amalek, the source, the root of Amalek, nearly, I believe, is shehu koyach ha'ishtoikus b'dimyoinus, that a person gets sunk into fantasies. And which kind of fantasies? Of Olam Hazev, this world. V'hu Reishis Goyim. It says Reishis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the top of the Goyim. Ratzelheimer. Hashoyresh Shakol Mine Goyim. The source, the root of all different types of nations. Shekol Uma, every nation, Yesh Lo Yishtakus, the min ra miyuchad. Sezehu shrashay. Every nation has is sunk in a type of evil which is its source. Umimenu kol koichem ba'olam hazeh. And from that source is all their power in this world. Dezehu kol chayusu ba'olam hazeh. That's all their life in this world. Vechein shar umos kol achas aduka be'ezek koyach. Dira atchaboy nitla ikr chayusia demyoini shabal mazeh. So that's why he explains that when Hashem came to all the nations of the world, do you want to accept the Torah? So the nation said, what does it say there? So to Esav, he told him, it says, loisirtzach. I can't live without loisirtzach. Rab Tzadik is explaining because Esav's demyon, his fantasy is that he has to murder people in order to survive. If he doesn't kill people, he won't be able to survive. Yishmol, do you want to accept the Torah? What is it written there? Leisignoiv. How my whole life is stealing. How can I live without stealing? So these are the source of the evil of every nation are the demyoinos, the fantasies where they think they can't survive without X, Y, Z, and that's why they didn't accept the Torah. So this explains how Haman right away had the answer, because that's what he was dreaming about all his life. So we look at Haman, and then you say, yeah, okay, Haman. But really,
Rav Schlesinger said, maybe we have a little of that also. He says you have some people that as soon as the car comes out, model 2013 car, this guy knows every button in the car. He knows which button to push that the seat will turn into a bed, and which button to push where the seat will be warmed up in the winter. There's different temperature controls of the seat where he's sitting, how warm it should be, and he'll have the GPS button and the video button, all this. So the people ask him, you know, this car just came out today. How do you know it? The answer is he's been waiting for months for the 2013 model to come out. He's read every book that you can read on it, every brochure. He knows it inside out. That's what he's living with. So that's similar to the demyonis, the fantasies of Haman, who comes from Amalek concerning Olam Hazeh. Rav Tzadik says an interesting thing. I don't know what his source is, but I'm sure he had sources. Rav Tzadik says that the power of the month of Adar is to be mezgaber al koyach hadimyon. I was just thinking as I'm speaking, maybe the source is, because that's pshat, as we're going to see, that's what mishenichnas Adar marbim besimcha is. We don't have simcha because we're always demyoining in our mind what we're missing and what our fantasies are, and that keeps us from being happy, because we're not satisfied with what we have. So there, if we say the mishenichnas Adar marbin besimcha, it must mean that in Adar there is a segula to go against Amalek. Amalek, Reb Tzadik says, was the dimyon, his fantasies of this world. And we'll see, you know, in other words, Amalek, we know, the pasuk says that he didn't believe in Hashem. Amalek considered everything that happens in this world mikra. It just happened. There's no hashgacha pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who divinely is looking into every action in this world. Things happen by themselves. It says, Asher korcha baderech. Korcha means makes you cold. In other words, if a person realizes everything comes from Hashem, so emotionally he's very fired up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Amalek made it a korcha. He cooled it off. How did he cool it off? Because mikra. He said that everything is happened by chance. It doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So last night they had an asif in Or Sameach for cholim, the gedolim who are sick, and Rafu Shleima for Rav Al Yashiv, Rav Yosef Sholem Ben Chaim Moshe, Rav Belsky Shlita, Chaim Yisrael Ben Chanet Cyril, and there was a chola in Or Sameach, Rav Mashinsky. Unfortunately, I don't know his name. But all of them and all the cholim should have a refu shleimus. There was a gathering for davening. And there were words of Isoris by Rav Shor, the Rashiv of Or Sameach. He said a very interesting thing that we know. How did Moshe and Klal Yisrael defeat Amalek? When Moshe lifted up his hands, so the Bnei Yisrael looked up lamala, and they were meshabed their lave to Hashem lamala. The word Amalek is the same word as Mala, the same letters. Ayin Mem Lamed. So you have Mem Ayin Lamed. That's, and then instead of a Hey at the end of the word, you have a Kuf. So what Amalek does is he takes the foot of the Hey and he schleps it down. He takes it down. That's the whole thing. Instead of going, everything is Lamala from Hashem, Amalek drags it down. No, there's no Hashem. Everything is Chas Shalom. Everything is Lamata, down from this world. We find, Rav Schlesinger said, in the Sipurna, in Parshas Bereishis, on the Pasuk, V'hanachash hoya orim mikol chayis asada. The nachash was very sly and tricky from all the animals. He says, who's the nachash? The nachash, we know, made Chava sin with the Eitz Hadas. So the Sipurna says, Nachash hu satan hu yetzara. the Nachash is the same as the Satan and the Yetzirah. And he brings a chazal that the Malach, who's appointed on trying to make people do evil, the Samach Mem, no, that's Samoel, he was riding on the Nachash when the Nachash came to corrupt Chava. Says the Sipurna, Vehu Shakoyach HaMisave, HaMachti Yasezu B'Emtzoyes HaKoyach HaMedame. The Sipurna says the whole chet of the Eitz Hadas by Chava came as a result of Demyoinus. Because what did the Nachash said? She said we shouldn't touch the Eitz Hadas. So the Nachash pushed into her, she touched it, and nothing happened. So he said, ah, you see, just like nothing happened over there, don't worry, you know, the scare tactics, nothing's going to happen to you if you eat it either. But Hashem said, B'yoyim ha'cholchem imenu mois tamus, the Satan, the Nachash, through Dimyon, through these fantasies, away from reality. The fantasy is away from reality. The reality is that Hashem said, you're going to die. And that's how Misa came into the world. And the Nachash was able, because of, she had a desire, it looked so delicious. So through the Dimyon, that fired up her taiva to eat this fruit. Says the Sipurna, through the intermediary of the Koyach HaMedama HaMoivel Elav Dimyoine HaTanugim HaChumriyim HaMatim Miderech HaShleimus HaMechuvim Eisa Kel Yisbarach, Hashem made a straight way. The all of these fantasies of how, oh, it's going to be so delicious when I eat that Eitz Hadas, and that made Chava go away from the straight Derech. Ki omnam akoyach ha-misavim dimyoine ha-tanugim ha-movilim elav heim mitsuyim lekoyches ha-gashmis ha-poyles u-machtiyim kavonas v'rotzen l'kel yizborach kishaloi yiskoinen alem akoyach ha-sichli v'yimcha b'em koyach ha-dimyon. In other words, the Sipurna tells us in a person there are two parts. One is the fantasies, dimyoines, and the other is the seichel. So what Chava should have done is have her seichel govern her dimyon. But instead, she let the dimyon ride over her seichel. And then she fell prey to the Nachash. Ki akoyach ha-dimyoini ha-moivol tmunoi satanugim el koyach ha-mesave. What the fantasies do, what it does is it brings pictures of the pleasure, and that raises on, that incites the desire of a person. And why did the Sipurna explains, why did the Nachash go to Adam and Chava? Why didn't he go to another animal? Because this power, hayachazik bem yoiser, mimasha hayabishar balachayim, it was more powerful than by other animals. And we're going to see later, really, this power of Medame is for positive. What Hashem put it into a person is not for taiva. What Hashem put it into a person is a person should be Medame. How can I get closer to Hashem? How can I compare myself to Hashem? Mahu afata. Just like compare yourself to Hashem. Don't compare yourself to what your friend has and what you don't have. No, that's not what it's given for. It's given for, think of all the Torah mitzvahs that you could accomplish in your life. That's what you should fantasize about. That's a positive thing. But once a human being has that power, it can be used negative. And that's why the Nachash went to Adam and Chava to corrupt them through this power of Dimyon. Okay?
Also because they didn't eat the good fruit that Hashem told them to eat.
I don't know if it says that.
That was the first mitzvah, was from everything else you should eat.
Yeah, I don't know if they didn't do that. I'm not sure. Okay. So this is through the Koyach HaDimyon, the Nachash made a picture that they would not die if they'd eat it, and that's how, that was a Dimyon, as fantasies are, which are Shkarim, not the truth. So now, Rav Schlesinger brought a fascinating story from, there was a great chacham in Baghdad, and he wrote many svarim, and he's known as the Ben Ish Chai. And the sefer that I'm quoting from is from Chumash, and this sefer is called Od Yosef Chai. And in Parshas Kisetze, the sefer says, I want to tell you a mashal of Dimyon. And Rav Shalom Shvadron said this mashal. Maisa Yadua, there's a famous story, Shemesapra Me'olam, that the world tells over. La'echad Shehoya Asakai, Lotzei Sal Aravim, there was a man whose job it was, his business was to go out to the Arabs, Liknois Mehem Beitzim V'Tarnegolim, he would buy eggs and chickens. Lahavim Leir Lamachem Reshuch Berevak Ma'at. Shemimenu Misparnis B'chal Shvua Shvua. Every week he would go, buy, bring it to the city, he'd make a few dollars, he'd support himself. Ach Mizea Asik Aina Oiloyala Revach Shefarnis Boy B'nei Beis B'tzimtzim. He wasn't a rich man. He made a B'tzimtzim, just was able to cover his bills. The Tirchosai B'Asik Merubim Ma'id. He had a lot of work to do this. For some reason, Holach Baraglav Yachav, he had to go barefoot, Kamashois, many hours, to go to the Arabs, buy the eggs and the chickens, and bring them to their house. And it was on one particular day, he was carrying on his head a basket of eggs. There were more than a thousand eggs in the basket. Vigam noise shtei agudei shel tarnegolim mishulshalim al kseifav. He had two bundles of chickens which were tied up over his shoulders. V'hoylech yachav, and he's going barefoot, b'derech, mimakom aravim, from the Arabs, lovayira, to come to the city, kedarka b'choshua, like he did every week. U'ba'oidei mahalach, and while he's walking, v'asal al roishai, and he has the basket of eggs on his head.
Were they raw eggs?
Raw eggs. V'agudois al kseifoy, and he has these bundles on his shoulders. Choshav machshavis b'liboy, he began to fantasize. And he began to think. He has like a 2-3 hour journey. Admosa yiye oisik beisik sheyigiyosim meruba varvachosim meuta betachlus amuta. How long? How many more years am I going to be going? Yes, I make kaima parnasa. I'm able to get my 2 chalas for Shabbos. I'm able to pay the bills. But you know how much work I have to do. How long am I going to keep doing so much work and just making so little profit? Shaloye parnasa elishalaniim vidalim. It's a job of poor people. He nainoli besal elish. He began to think like this. I have in my basket 1,000 eggs, and I have 2 bundles of chickens on my shoulders. When I get to the city, I'm not going to go to the marketplace to sell them like I usually do. I have a brilliant idea. I'm going to bring everything into my house. I'm going to put the chickens on the eggs. I'm going to get from every egg, for sure. There's not one egg that it won't work on. From every egg, I'm going to get 1 chick. After doing this for 10 days, so from 1,000 eggs, it become 1,000 afroichim. Of course, none of them are going to be male. They're all going to be female. They're going to grow up. And they will lay for me another 1,000 eggs in one day. I don't have to wait anymore 10 days, but I already do it in one day. Again, the same thing. Everyone's going to have a nekeva. Again, they're going to have eggs. And I'm going to be able to put thousands and thousands of chickens on thousands of eggs. He made a calculation, and Rabbi Shulazing said on the spreadsheet, in a matter of 1 or 2 months, he's going to already have 200,000 chickens. He's going to sell each one, at least he'll get a dinner. So from the 1,000 eggs that are on top of his head, he's already now going to have 200,000 dinar. Now, a guy who's already has 200,000 doesn't pass for him to be selling eggs. Then I'm going to buy the eknat semer. I'm going to buy wool, b'shnei me'as elf dinar. V'ashlecheu l'London. Then I'm going to go, that even though the story is maybe from Baghdad, but they knew, as we'll see, about London and Rothschild, we'll see in a second, I'm going to send the wool to London. I'm going to make at least 50% profit on every dollar. I'm going to get back $1.50. I'm going to buy material from the wool that I sold. I'm going to bring the import now. I'm going to go into the export, import-export business. I'm going to buy import from London. I'm going to sell it where I am. The emchor is for reva chamishim lemei lepachas. Again, on every dollar, I'm going to make 50 cents. The echser ve'eknes chayra cheres me London shall tzemer geffen. Then I'm going to get cotton from London. Apparently, cotton was a big commodity. V'amcharenim b'mindasi. I'll sell it in my country. V'chein alzeh aderech mischayru l'schayru. Then he went from one business to the other. U'bekulam arevach ein apachas min chamishim lemei. There wasn't one a business that he went into that he didn't make 50 cents on the dollar. Bekitzer. He's going to have in 3 years 500,000 gold liras. In other words, Rav Schlesinger said he's going to be in the Fortune 500. The Oz. Now he goes into real estate. So he's going to buy this this field, Upandik Ployni, and this hotel, Veginois of Pardesim, and vineyards and gardens. Vekamachanuyas Leschir, he's going to buy all in his portfolio. He's going to have a few businesses to rent out. Ba'oifin Sheyiye Usher Mufla Kamai Rothschild. He doesn't want to go more than Rothschild, but he's going to get up to the level of richness of Rothschild. V'oz ein ashirei medinosei nechshav l'fan of the klipas hashav. Once he hits Rothschild, then the rich people in his medina are like nothing. U'mukhrech sheyiyu nasi v'raisha kol b'medinosei. Although he's a big onav, but he's forced, they're going to force him. A person as rich as you, like Rothschild, you have to be the president of the Kehillah. Okay? He reluctantly accepts. When the birthday of the king comes, the one who's ruling there, and he had to rule the king, on his birthday, all the chashev people from the city had to come in to bless the king. In other words, Rav Schlesinger said all the CEOs, and he's the biggest CEO. So he mukhrich shehu yelch barosh as the president of the whole community and the richest CEO. He's going to have to go in the front, and this he's all thinking while he's walking with the eggs on his in the basket on his head. Then he starts thinking, well, if I'm going to be the first one to come in, and you have to bow down in front of the king, he begins to think, how am I going to bow down? How am I going to bow down when I'm going to come in to bless him? He starts testing himself, preparing for the big day, lahashpil shtei yadav, to put down his two hands, barchanas roishai, now probably on his head, usually he's holding the eggs, but now he has to practice bowing down. So what, half of his body, he has to bow down. V'kivin, sha'asa kein ledimyin, And while he was fantasizing and practicing this in his fantasy, Oz Nafal Hasal, the basket fell down. Now came the only reality of the whole trip. The basket fell down. Shayamoli Bayim Umunach Al Roisha Latoch Nichras Bora Muke fell into a deep pit. Shayisimaleyat Chatzias Slum, half it was full of rocks. Vistabru Kolabayim, he had scrambled eggs. All the eggs got broken. Vegam Agudei Satarnegoylim Naflu Lishucha Muka Viamusa Rubam. Most of his chickens died. Ubishamai Koil Mishbar Abayim Benefilas Asal. And when he heard the cracking of all the eggs on the rocks, when the basket fell down, Oz Hikits Mintardemus Machshivaisim. Then he woke up from the slumber, from the sleep of his dreams. Vayar Shalay Nishir Biyaday Klum. And he saw there's nothing left. He takes it from the Hataras Nedarim on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. You know, we say over there, Enkan, there's no neder, no shvua, avayesh kamechilu slicha. So he plays on that. He says, Enkan beyim, Enkan afroichim, Enkan dindorim, Enkan batim, v'chatzeiris ukromim, v'ein nesiyis, v'ein gviris, v'ein chatzer malchus. All that, all his dreams, he's like Rothschild and Fortune 500, gone. Aval Yesham, you know what there is there? Bayim, Kulam Shvurim, broken eggs, the Tarnagoylim, Mason, Pegorim, the dead carcasses of the chickens. This is the end of the marshal. So when Rav Shalom Shadron, Rav Schleiziger repeated it, he used to say over this marshal, so he said, everybody's laughing, that's what he said, it's part of Mishnichnas Adar Marban B'Simcha, we have to give this very interesting story. But Rav Shalom Shadron said that the joke's on us, because aren't we like that? It's going to come a day when all of us, La'achar Me'ev Esrim Shana, we have to leave this world and go through whatever people go through at that time, and then we're going to look at all our fantasies of our whole life, and we're going to realize that it's all a bunch of broken eggs and dead chicken carcasses. This is what Rav Shalom Shadron said. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says that, again, I don't know the source of this, but the letter of that Ador is associated with is the letter Kuf. Now, Kuf means a monkey. So a monkey, we know, imitates. Whatever a person does, that's what a monkey does. So the purpose of imitating is not to copy things of Olam Hazeh and fantasies of Hevel that are not worth Ella. Yes, you should be a monkey. You know for what? Medama l'shchina. You're supposed Mahu Afato. That's what Hashem gave the power of Dimyon. Of you're fantasizing, you're thinking, you know, I want to be different than I am now. What do you want to be like? I want to be like Hashem. That Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, that man was created in the image of Hashem. That is what a person should be a kof, a monkey in. V'hakof ozul basar barnash, a monkey copies a person, lizdamas loy b'chol dover, to compare himself to a person in everything. Ki Adam nivra b'tzalmenu kidmusenu, avorak derech dimyon kikoif. Umizeh nimshach koyech adimyon ba'adam. This is the words of Reb Tzadik. Shel chemdes olam hazeh, shegam hua kol dugmas olamis ol yoinim, lahalois hakol Rebbe Baruch Shalom. And even in the gashmias, it's all to bring it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Pasuk says, bachureichem chaloim yisicholmu. Your bachurim, your young men, they dreamt dreams that Bnei Yisrael are supposed to come to a level that all their demyoinus of this world is for a spiritual purpose and to be mizdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's like a chalom of a nevuah. And as one could say, a chalom, a dream, is a dimyon. But that there's a positive dimyon to compare yourself to Hashem. And says Reb Tzadik, that's the geula of Chodesh Ador. Chodesh Ador, we said that Amalek is the source of all dimyonos away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The geula of Chodesh Adar is to compare yourself to Hashem and to copy Hashem, and that's the chalomos of Yosef. When Yosef had a chalom, it was a chalom of nevuah, and it was all for spiritual, for high level things. And now we can understand what we started this year with. Why is a person not besimcha? The answer is because ezeu asher asameich b'cholkoi. A person is rich when he's happy with his chelik. That means that he doesn't have dimyonis. He doesn't have all these fantasies. If a person has this man who's walking along with the eggs, he's not happy. He's making a living, just making it, but he's making it, but he's not happy with that. And memela, he starts being dimyonis, fantasy. And if he doesn't have all these things that he's fantasizing about, as long as he doesn't have it, he remains sad. That's what Haman said, v'chol zeh nena shavali. Everything I have doesn't mean anything to me. Because if he's missing this honor from Mordechai, then he's missing something, and memeli can't be happy. That's why the pasuk says that Haman yotza bayoimahu Sameach v'toiv leivav, and we can deduce only that day he was happy. The rest of his life he wasn't happy. Why that day? Because that day he fantasized. He thought, "Oh, I finally made it. I made it to the highest level echelons of the government. I'm eating a suda together with Achashverosh and Esther. Oh, now I made it." He didn't know that this is going to be the beginning of his end. But the rest of his life he was totally sad because he was missing. He was thinking to himself, "I deserve this and this and this, and I don't have it." And Rav Schlesinger said that could be why the muzzle of Ador is fish, because fish that go in the water, they are separated from all of this world. Everything that's doing above the ground. That's why on the sign, Mishenichnas Adar Mar Besimcha, we have the two fish, not just because the muzzle of Ador is fish, but because fish represent below the surface of the water, they have no dimyonis, they don't know what's going on the dry land. And they have no dimyonis of achieving anything that this world has to offer them. That's why, if you want to get the simcha, take out of your life the dimyonis. Yes, if a person thinks, Rav Schlesinger said during Shemoneh Esrei, that how do I make a parnasa for my family to live a modest life and cover my bills and send my children to yeshiva and marry my children off, those are all legitimate things that a person should think about. But to be reich wie Rothschild, rich like Rothschild, and without that, I can't be happy. So that's what Adar is, the month where we use the letter Kuf, which is the source of Adar, to compare ourselves to Hashem, but not to compare ourselves to the things that this world has to offer. And Reb Tzadik says that what can help a person very much in this battle is emuna, faith. Says Reb Tzadik, the emuna, faith in Hashem, who yisoid gadol, it's a very large foundation, lahatzala adam and demyonish shel soyu, to save a person from these fantasies of emptiness, umachshavis hevel, sharoiv b'nei adam shekuim b'em kol echel kefish kiyosei, be'eze taiva v'chemda, mi'chemda so'am azeh. Most people have these fantasies. It's not only Haman. Haman was it to an extreme, but all of us have a little of that. Kol machshavaisa shekuin ba'isa davar, eich yagila, how will I reach that? Ve'eich yenemizeh, how will I have pleasure from that supposed pleasure? Most people are full of it. And they confuse people. Even when he's in the middle of learning or davening or doing mitzvah. There's a lot of effort and asking Hashem, pleading with Hashem to save him from this. There's nothing that happens to a person by chance. Everything's from Hashem. Ubazeh yivatlu roiva machshavis shel hishtadlus lahasig eizer davar anitzruchloi. Acher sheyamin beemes shekol hishtadlus lo yosef lo yigra min hanigzer min hashemayim klum. A person says, should I learn now or should I try more to work? You put in the basic amount of work. To go beyond that, because I'll make more money, if you put in a shtadlus, you're trying, Hashem will give you what you're supposed to get. By trying extra, that's the demyoinus, that is the amolek. Amolek was that everything is a mikra, it happened not from Hashem. So in other words, if I look at Parnassa, that it's not coming from Hashem, but it's coming from my own ishtadlus, that I'll work harder and harder. It's only if we realize that it's coming from Hashem, then we could say, no, I did enough, and now it's time to learn and do mitzvahs. Thinking about it's not going to help you. A person should strengthen himself in simple faith. The mole kolo aretz kvaydoi. God's presence is throughout the world. The ein oid milvadoi. There's nothing but Hashem. Visha Hashem yisbarach oimed olav. Hashem standing on top of you. Vitzoifal kol machshavaisav. He's looking at all, everything that you're thinking. Vafil hirer kal einelav. Even any kind of small thought that goes through your mind is not hidden from Hashem. So by working harder and harder, that is opposite of amuna. And that's Amalek Mikra Shekarch Baderech. Now we understand. The Chazal say, Haroitze Sheyiskaimu Nechasav. If a person wants his property to have a kiyum, he should plant Ador. So we said the Pashup Shad is the grass. Ador is a grass which is very hard to get rid of. So once you put that in your property, it's a demarcation between your property and your friend's property. You'll always have a line to show what's your priority. That's a simple pshat. But now we're learning it on a much deeper level. If you want to have what property is supposed to give you, every day in davening and brachas we say, we have to have faith every day. Today, anything, whatever I need, I'm going to get. I didn't get this. This I don't need. Hashem decided I don't need this. I think I need it. No, that's a dimyan. Really, if you have a emuna that everything's coming from Hashem, you didn't get this. Nothing to feel bad about. That's a proof that Hashem said you don't need it. So that's it. Haroitz sheis kaim nechasav yiten yita bohen ador. Plant in your nechasim the concept of Ador, the month of Ador. The month of Ador is to go against the miyonis, which was the source of Amalek. You're supposed to be medami yourself to Hashem, but not in Gashmias to try to advance yourself, and if you don't have it, you get depressed. And that will bring Mishenichnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. And now we understand very well. Chazal say, Kishem, Shekishenichnas of Mimaitin Besimcha, now Kishenichnas Adar Marbim Beskach, Kishenichnas Adar Marbim Beskach. What does that mean? It means that how do we mourn over the Churban 2,000 years after it happened? You're supposed to mourn as if the mace, Chazal say, as if the mace is right in front of you. A person just died. We're supposed to feel every Tisha B'Av that as if right now is taking place the Churban. How can we relate to something 2,000 years ago and make it as if it's happening right now? The answer is that's the Koyach HaDimyon used in the positive way. That's where Hashem wants you to use. Just like you have to use the Koyach HaDimyon for Ruchnias in a positive way to make yourself feel but in fantasy that it's as if the Churban happened right now, and only then will you be able to properly mourn over the Churban. Kach! Mishenichnes Ador Marbim Besimcha. So too, you have to use the power of Dimyon in the correct way. If you don't use it in the correct way, you'll be sad your whole life. But if you use it in the correct way for spiritual things and not, what am I missing in life? Then, if you have that power of Ador, then it's Marbim Besimcha. You use Dimyon. It's a power in a person, but you have to use it in the right way. And he ended off with very big mussar to those organizations, stuck organizations, that send out these big glossy brochures with if you get the top winner, you get a penthouse. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I'm missing in my life, a penthouse. Mm-hmm. And the second prize is a 5-star hotel trip for
Your whole family.
And then the whole family goes through the book. And then they decide, here, on this thing, I'm gonna put $100. And on this thing, I'm gonna put $50. And on this thing, I'm gonna put $18. And then we have to listen to it live. A new minig in Yisrael to listen to it live. So, and what, at the end of the night, for 99.999% of the people, you get broken eggs. The opposite is, mishenichles ador, Mar bim besimcha. You don't need all of these things. This brochure, these glossy magazines are just inciting you to away from Mishenichnas Ador, Mar bim besimcha.